Right now, joining us, State Senator Jay Collins. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. I was wondering what's going on with the budget. I mean, budgets are always going to be a little bit of a struggle, but generally, I don't know, in Florida, it seems like we've kind of cruised through the process. What's the holdup now?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a little unprecedented for us. Not what any of us expected, but in the end, there's a divide right now, just a little bit of a separation in terms of the House and the Senate and what we want to do on the budget. You know, the House had proposed some sales tax rollbacks, which, frankly, I'm not for. And the Senate is with the governor on this, talking about property tax and maintaining a strong budget approach that we've been using for the last several years in terms of paying down debt and everything else. So that's where the biggest divide is.
Yeah, especially, you know, as homeowners begin to age, I mean, the property tax becomes, you know, one of their main expenditures, even if they were fortunate enough to pay their house off, you know, that never goes away. So any help in that area, you know, I think is a good idea. You know, the sales tax thing, when they say, oh, here's a sales tax holiday and all that, I mean, it's what 7%? I mean, to me, you know, I'll go to a sale when it's, you know, 30-50% off or whatever. 7% to me, it doesn't seem like, you know, that's a whole lot to brag about, personally.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. So, but what's going on, like, behind the scenes? Like, the real deal, when it comes to Governor DeSantis, look, he's very Trumpian in the way he wants to do things. But Ben Albritton and Perez in the House, they don't seem to be, like, making life easier for the governor. In fact, sometimes the opposite.
So what I'll tell you, and let's go back to the sales tax thing. Look, the reality is most people, if we did the sales tax stuff, the rollback, would see about $40 on average per year. That's really a minimal amount. Governor DeSantis was talking about up to $1,000 rollback in terms of property tax. That's substantive. In a time when everyone's fighting because inflation's up, you know, because of the Biden team, Trump's doing all he can to bring this down, but he's only been in office a short while. It's starting to drop. And ultimately, you know, it's a way to get money back in the pockets of people, right? So let's talk about what's been going on in the House, the Senate, with the governor. Right now, the Senate and the governor are pretty well aligned. We're actually working very well. We're agreeing on the budget. A lot of this goes back to early on with immigration. And kind of that divide and that conversation that we had back then. You know, I was in a small group of people. There was three of us who stood with the governor and said, hey, look, this language doesn't do what we needed to do. There's a problem. And that was really the genesis of this. Since that time, the Senate has moved towards the governor's position on really pretty much everything. And at this point, we're just trying to land a plane on the budget. The sales tax divide is part of the problem. I think that there's some questions about how much we fund body armor, how much we fund retirement for people, how much we fund pay raises for our state troopers. You know, those are other parts we're talking about, but it really comes down to sales tax versus property tax, and there's a large divide. It's about $2.5 billion. That being said, we have to have the budget done by July 1st. That's it. That's the line in the sand. I cannot imagine a way that with all of the talent we have in the House, all of the talent we have in the Senate, we can't find a way to land this plane. So while it's been a little rocky, I do believe we'll get this together and we'll get this thing landed in time.
Yeah, I don't even know where the idea of a rollback on a sales tax even took hold, because back when Marco Rubio was the Speaker of the Florida House, he had the idea to actually add to the sales tax but greatly reduce, if not eliminate, property taxes completely for homeowners in the state of Florida. And this seems to be completely counterintuitive on every level. And yeah, like you said, $40 savings versus $1,000. I mean, that to me, that's a no-brainer. Let me ask
100%.
Let me ask you one more thing. Is there anything in the legislation that is going to help drive down the cost of insurance to homeowners and to automobile owners?
Yeah, so in terms of insurance, you know, was it 2 years ago we did that substantive tort reform, right? That actually is taking effect in a strong way now. We have dozens of insurance companies now showing interest. We've had multiple, I think it's like 12 or 15, that have come back to the state. for the first time in almost a decade, we've actually rolled back rates. You've seen rate filings to not increase, but to drop in many cases. That's a big deal. People talk like this insurance issue just goes back 3 or 4 years. It goes back before DeSantis. We've had problems for quite a while because of the propensity for hurricanes. So we are working more on that. You're seeing more work in terms of, you know, just cleaning up a little bit of transparency, getting things done in the insurance company, in the insurance world, so people understand their rates, they understand what's at stake, they understand the true cost. But the last thing we want to do here is roll back that tort reform we did a couple years ago. If we do that and we get more litigious, it's going to add more and more and more cost on. In terms of automobile, we're doing multiple things to help reduce the risk. Some of these are educational. I ran a bill talking about driver's ed and adding distracted driving education to children. You know, what we're finding is there's a 6x increase in distractedness, and its effects are 6 times as strong as alcohol on children when they're driving, i.e. their phones, all the things like that. So that's going to have a big reduction. We're working with other insurance companies trying to bring more in, which will balance this out in terms of
competition.
In terms of competition and cost. So there's more of that, but it's going to be a slow process. I wish I had a magic wand, but we just don't on this one.
No, but you're absolutely right that this has been kind of ongoing for years. Other states have some of the same issues, Florida worse because of the hurricanes and all that. But we appreciate you at least attempting to address it. We know things don't get solved immediately. Hey, what about immigration? I know the governor put out, you know, some pretty strong statements. Is everything going to follow through?
Yeah, so I will tell you, I'm really proud of what we did. We just had Operation Tidal Wave, 1,100 illegal immigrants apprehended. Many of these people have criminal records. They have been caught before and rolled back into the network. Right now, Florida is incredible on this. We're leading the way across the country. We're working with the Trump team and their agenda, and much of what we have proved and built out will become the standard across the country. But that's what the expectation has been and should be in Florida. We are 100% at the tip of the spear when it comes to how we do things. This is an area I'm very grateful to have led on. And, you know, you see the direct effect of having a few people stand to make sure the policy got right, the Senate and the House adopting this language. And now we're rocking and rolling as a state, man. It's great to see this. We have our state troopers working with the feds. We have sheriffs from every county working together. It's what should happen, you know, to make sure we protect our citizenry. And, you know, the fact is, you want to bring down insurance rates? Let's get illegal people who cause a lot of the accidents off the roads. That helps, right? That's a large part of the issue right now. Same thing with distracted driving. If we can help curb those things, you know, we're going to bring down rates for everybody.
Yeah, true. 25%, I think, of the drivers are either underinsured or uninsured. And yes, a lot of it, illegals tend to not carry the insurance. So it sounds really, the big picture looks fairly good. Do you think the Senate and the governor are going to win on this property tax thing?
I do. You know, in the end, generally speaking, when you have a chamber working with a governor, that does give the upper hand. My expectation is this will get finished. And again, I just want to say, look, man, we have a ton of talent in the House, a ton of talent in the Senate. We know we have the best governor in all 50 states. It's incredible. The expectation is we got to get our stuff together and keep working this thing forward. In terms of what we were talking about just a moment ago with property tax versus sales tax, look, man, the reality is we absolutely should put more of the cost of our tax load on our people who are visiting. I don't want our citizens to bear that. We have a beautiful state. Let's lessen the burden for our people and pass that over to people who are visiting here a week, 10 days at a time, right? That's just how it works best. I agree with Rubio. I agree with DeSantis on that. That's just smart business. But I think one thing that we haven't addressed well in the property tax, and I think this is something in this bill I ran this year, I'll run again next year, is the millage. You've got to curb the utilization of millage in some of these cities and counties. Right now, you'll see these large increases because they just want to spend. You got to stop the addiction to spending. You know, I had the opportunity to work with some of our economists and, you know, Americans for Tax Reform and many other people. But in the end, you know, if you limit the cap on what the millage is, and then inflation rises, you're shrinking the amount of per capita increase. And you can also draw that millage rate down further until you get to a net zero over a couple of years. That way we can proof this thing out. I'm actually, I truly believe that we can get to a property tax solution, but we're going to have to go through, curb our spending in certain areas. But also, I think sales tax is a great way to do that. Consumption side.
I agree. And yeah, the millage rate goes up at the same time that the value of your home goes up. Everybody goes, oh, don't worry about it. Your house is worth more. It's like, that doesn't help me month to month or at the end of the year when there's property tax. It doesn't help me a bit.
That's right.
So we appreciate your time, State Senator Jay Collins on the Bob Rose Show, and we look forward to having you on again soon.
Hey, Bob, I look forward to it, man. I appreciate what you do. I do, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to the state of Florida. Y'all have a great day. God bless.
You too. Yeah, it works both ways.
Good point there. I mean, we probably, off the top of our head, could come up with a city or a county that would like to compensate for any property value taxes that drop. They would be more than willing to raise other things just to get into our pocket.
You mean other revenue streams?
Yes.
Doesn't it sound nice? Who doesn't like a stream?
Oh, it sounds so peaceful.
It's like a babbling brook.
I hear the little
it's
music.
It's peaceful. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It should be more like a stabbing sound at the Bates Motel when they tax us. There's blood everywhere.
Yes.
Blood, sweat, and tears going down the drain.
Oh. Right.
I feel better. How about you?
Well, you got to get it out once in a while, you know?